Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on Daf Nun Zayin on the base at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Omid. Teaches us the Mishnah Ein Moedadin El Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amo. So the Meiri introduces this Mishnah. He says, as we learned in the previous Mishnayos, what is included in the city, what is not included in the city, where do we begin to measure from when we're measuring the tchum of a city, the halacha that every city should be look like a square, the halacha that we discussed in the previous year, that we give a karfif to the city. Now our Tana comes to begin discussing actually how the measuring is done. And then, of course, the question that comes up is that we learned in our previous year, in a previous shurim, that if somebody is stuck on Shabbos and he doesn't know how far he could walk, so the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph says he should take 2,000 steps and assume that every step is a amma. So of course he says, and others explain this as well, that this halacha that we could rely on taking steps is a bidyeved. As we discussed when we learned that sugya, that we could only rely on that L'tzarech mitzvah, L'tzarech Shabbos, somebody is stuck and he couldn't and didn't measure before, he needs to know where to go. Certainly that's not the proper way of doing Medida. In fact, I saw a very interesting chiddush from the Sefer Michas Baruch. He says that as we have been learning in our shiurim, that when we do the measuring, we measure in a diagonal to give more room. The diagonal we said was 2,800 amma versus a straight line, which is only 2,000 amma. So he says that special kula that we give, that we measure that extra amount with a diagonal, is only used when we're measuring before Shabbos and we're doing a proper measurement as we're going to learn. When we're going to rely on taking steps, we can't do what that special heter. So now if we want to measure before Shabbos properly, teaches us the Mishnah, we should only use a string of 50 amma, and the Gemara will explain why. Next, says the Mishnah, that string should be put next to the heart. And as Rashi explains, Chazal identified that the string should be put next to the heart, that there should be a standard place where the string is always put. Not one person has it by the neck and one person has it by his legs. And the Meiri adds that the reason Chazal said that it should be put by the heart, the Meiri says, you're going to get a straight line, you're more likely, says the Meiri, to get a straight line when you measure it that way. And became, and then he also says, you're also going to get a more honest measurement. Of course, the Meiri asks, but not everybody's the same height. So if not everybody's the same height, wouldn't that make a difference if you're going to have everybody put the string by the heart? So Meiri says most people are more or less of the same height. And since more or less people are more or less the same height, that's why we can rely on that. The Ritva says that this approach that we're saying that you should measure with the heart is only when a person doesn't want to measure on the floor. But of course, the best way to measure would be measuring on the ground, just Chazal did not require it. The Riaz disagrees, and the Riaz says that that's the preferable way to measure is always with the heart. Moreover, the Rashba says that the medida should always be done by two people, one person holding it on one hand and the other person holding it on the other hand. The Talmud Shmuel, however, says that you don't necessarily have to have two people. What you could have is that one person holds the string and that the other side is tied to a tree, to a pole, and you'll be able to do a measuring. Hayim Moedu the Gila guy, says the Mishnah, if somebody got to a valley or together or to a to a wall made out of stone. Mavlioi. He absorbs it in his medida. That means when you look at a mountain or you look at a valley, there's the height that we have to think about. We don't look at the height. We don't look at the depth. We just look at the distance. And the way Rashi explains what we should do is take a pole on one side of the mountain and put a pole on another side of the mountain, or on one side of the valley and the other side of the valley, and like that, have it go over it, and that will be able to measure how much it takes. The chayzer, let me dasai, but let's say the valley or this fence are wider than 50 amma. So what we just spoke about havla, therefore, is not possible, because we started the shear by saying that the rope, and the Gemara is going to tell us from where we know so, that the rope we use is always 50 amas long. But let's say you have this mountain, or you have this valley, and where I'm measuring, it's quite wide. But on one of the sides of the mountain or valley, it narrows. So what halacha allows you to do is go to the side where it's narrower, and if at that point it's less than 50 amma wide, we could do havla, and then the chayz lemidasai, and then after you did the havla, go back to where you were, to where you were measuring from. And the Rashba tries to explain why is it necessary to go back to where you're from, because he explains, because if you're not going to go back to where you are, people are going to always assume that you could play this kind of back and forth with the tchum. And therefore, to show that we want to keep it with a straight line, we tell you to go back to where you were till now. Higi lahar, again, somebody gets to a mountain. Before we spoke about a valley or a fence. But the same halacha says the Mishnah, you could do with a mountain. You could do havla with these two poles that we spoke about. And then, v'chayzal midasai. Again, if it's too high, it's too wide at that spot, and therefore havla is not possible, go to where it's narrower. And like we explained, go back to where you are. Uvach lo yetze chutz l'tchum. Even though we're allowing you, says the Mishnah, to go outside of the, go to the place where it's narrower, but if the place where it gets narrower is more than 2,000 amma away from the city, so then it becomes unacceptable to do so. Only if it's near the city do you have a right to do this approach. That means if there's no way to do havla, and there's two explanations. There is no spot where this mountain is narrower than 50 amma. Or like we just learned, if you have to do havla, you're going to have to travel too far out of the city. On this, says the Gemara, Bezu Amar of the story, Rabbanim, Shum Rameh, Shamati, Shemekadim Baharim. There's a new way of measuring that. And as we've learned, and we're going to discuss it in the Gemara further, Mitzvah Shem, the way it's done is by two people. One person, each one holding them, they're all holding together a rope the size of 4 amos. The bottom person holds the rope next to his heart. The upper person holds it by his feet. And that's how we have a straight line with the rope. And that's how we keep on measuring the incline of the mountain. And of course, as we're going to learn the Gemara, the same halacha would apply if we were measuring downward in a valley. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where do we know that the rope should be 50 amma long? Says the Gemara, Amri Yehuda Merav, Dama Kra, the Pasuk says, Oirech HaChotzer, this is a Pasuk that we discussed earlier in our Masechta. We spoke about the halacha of Karfif, that a place that's not meant for people to live in, if it's less than 72/3 amma, then the halacha is, you could treat it as a Rosh HaSayochid. But if it's larger, it's treated as a Karmelis, not as a Rosh HaSayochid. And the Pasuk says, Oirech HaChotzer, how do we get this number? The Pasuk speaks about the Chotzer of the Mishkan. Meya Ba'ama, V'roichach Chamisha Chamishim. Amr Torah, what's the Torah teaching us? B'chavel shel chamishim medoid. That we should use a rope of 50 amma to make this measuring. Of course, the Gaon Yaakov, in explaining this Gemara, makes a number of observations. Number one, he says, it's a nice pasuk, but what does it have to do with tchumim? Furthermore, we've been learning that tchumim is a drabbanon. Certainly the tchum of 2,000 amma, unless you follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, everybody else holds is only the rabbanon. Or what the Gemara was trying to do was to find a makar, a smachta for this 50 amma, recognizing that this wasn't the perfect match. Ask the Gemara, hi, Mibayle, as we said earlier, we need this pasuk to teach us the din of a karfif, that the din of a karfif is limited to a place of 72 third amma, because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, if we take an area which is 50 amma by, if we take this area of the Chatzar Mishkan and we make it into the Chatzar Mishkan was a rectangle and we make it into a square because the length of the Chatzar Mishkan was 100 amma and the width was 50 amma. If we want to turn into a square, it'll be 72 thirds amma, and that's how we get to the shear of a karfif. So how can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach us that the rope that we use is 50 amma long? Answers the Gemara, Imkein le makra chamisha chamishim. If that's all that the Torah was trying to teach us, then the Torah should have said chamishim chamishim. My chamishim b'chamishim, the extra base, to teach us shema minot tarti, to teach us the two halachas. One halacha is that a karfif is 72 thirds amma by 72 thirds amma, and the other halacha that the rope that we use for measuring is 50 amma long. We learned further, lipachas v'layoser, it should be shorter or longer. Tana, lipachas, if you're going to use a rope which is shorter, nei shamarba. Every rope gets pulled, and by pulling it, you get a little extra area, and by getting a little extra area, you may get too much. V'lay Yoiser, but don't use a rope that's longer than 50 amma, neshimimat, because it begins to sag, and since it begins to sag, you won't get an honest measurement. Says the Gemara Amar of Asi, ein moideden el b'cheva shaf haskima. You should use chevel of haskima. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Ma af skima. Amar of Abba, nagila. So ask the Gemara, my nagila. Amar of Yaakov, dikla dechad navra. They used to have like a vine growing around the tree. That vine was what was used to that vine was used for measuring the tchum. Ikadamri, Mayav Skima, a different version of this Gemara, Rav Abba Amar Nagila, Rav Yaakov Amar Dikla Dechad Na'avra. So according to this, Nagila is one thing, and another thing is Dikla Dechad Navira, two different types of ropes. Tanya Amar B'Shur B'Chananya, Ein Lecha Yofel Medida. There's nothing better that should be used for measuring. Yoisim Mishal Shashala Shabarzal. Better than iron chains. Avavaman Nasa. Even though better, the best thing is metal chains. Avavaman Nasa Shayam retired. The Pasuk says in Charya, Ubiyoda Chevel Mida, they used ropes. And I saw that actually the Maritz Chayis makes an interesting observation. He says, here we're speaking about a Pasuk in Zecharia, which is a pasuk in Navi, and yet the Gemara says Amra Torah. So from here we see that the Torah, sometimes Divrei Kabbalah can be called Divrei Torah. Ask the Gemara, but there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, V'yada ish kona amida. So we see that they measure with a stick. Answers Gemara, Hahula Tari. That was only used to measure the openings of to the base of Migdash. Everything else was used by a rope. So here we see that Shalshalos of Barzel are better. So the Meiri says that the advantage of metal chains over rope is that, as we just discussed, by rope you have a problem of stretching. By metal chain you have no problem of stretching. So the Meiri explains that what Rabbi Shuvah Hananya means to say is that ropes are valid for measuring, but it doesn't mean to exclude the use of chains. Adrabba, on the contrary, he seems to be saying that metal chains would be better. But the Miri then brings down others who disagree and say that metal chains should not be used and only linen ropes should be used. Even though, as we just said, that chains have the advantage that they don't stretch, they also have a disadvantage because they're heavier than ropes and therefore the more subject to sagging. Rabbi Yaakov Endem, however, says that Shalshalos in the context of Gemara doesn't mean chains, as usually it's interpreted, but because iron chains are too heavy and certainly sag too much. Rather, he explains that Shalshalos HaBarazel means an iron rod, or what we would know as a tape measure, which has all the advantages. It neither stretches and nor sags. And certainly, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, the best thing that one could use, if possible, would indeed be to use a tape measure. If that the Mishnah is saying, you don't have to use a tape measure, you could use rope as well, according to his explanation. Tana Rav Yosef, Shloish Chavolim Heim. We find three areas in Halacha where the Torah tells us to use a rope. Shamagag, something that's made out of reed. Shalnetzer, something that's made out of wood. And the third is what we learn in our Gemara, Shalpishta, made out of linen. And the Gemara explains where each type of rope is used. Shamagag is used, the parah. It's used in the parah, Duma, the Tanan. As the Mishnah Masechta Parah, Paragimah Mishnah Test teaches us, Kavsua, they used to tie the paradum bechevel hamogog when the snow agaba marachta, and that's how it was put on to be burned. Why did they use specifically this type of rope? Because we know that everything that was used in the preparation of paraduma was not allowed to be makabel tuma, and this type of rope is not makabel tuma. That's what Rashi explains. That's Rashi the Remaskel Magag. Toisus the Remaskel Bechelgag goes a step further. He says all ropes are not mekabel tuma if they're not processed, but because we're so careful by paraduma to avoid tuma at any cost, so we took this type of material which is never mekabel tuma. The Meiri says that the reason they use this type of rope for the paraduma because they used to tie the rope around the neck of the para, and we know that a para that's worked with becomes disqualified. So in order to avoid the paraduma from getting disqualified, they used this rope, which was soft. Shanatzarim was used for tying the soita. The Tanan has the Mishnah Masech, the soita, Dav Zayin on Mabez, teaches us, V'achach maybe Chevel HaMitzri, they brought this rope, Chevel HaMitzri, Kosh L'mal M'dadah, and they tied it around the soita's breast. So Pishton was used L'medida. So I saw that the Rishonim say, why is it a Chevel HaMitzri that's used for the Saita? Because this woman acted like the Mitzrim. She acted in an immoral way. So that's why we use the Chevel HaMitzri, which represents that. Why do we use linen for the Tchum? Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, from all materials that are used to make a rope, this is the material that has the least problem of stretching or sagging. Says the Gemara, Hayim Moideh V'Higiyah. So we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody is measuring and you get to a valley or to a fence, you do have law. And then the Mishnah says, V'Chayz L'Midasai, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. Says our Midah Tani Chayz L'Midasai, since our Mishnah said that the halacha is Chayz L'Midasai, Michlal, what is our Mishnah apparently teaching us? If Havla wasn't possible because the valley or the fence were wider than 50 amma, Hoylech, walk, lemakim shiyachal avliyoy, go to a place where it's narrower and therefore Havla is possible, umavliyoy, and then do this Havla, v'tzoyfer k'negim midasoy, he looks where he is, where this ends, according to where he's measuring at the beginning, and that's where he goes back. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahad tana rabbanan. This is exactly what we learned in a brisa. How you moided the gear middle guy, you're measuring the tchum of the city, and you get to valley. The loch is im yochel avli b'chavish l'chamishim amam avliyoy. If you could do have law, do so. Vimlav, but if it's not possible, do hoylech mokum shiyochel avliyoy. go to a place where it does narrow, umavlioi, and then do havla, the tsoifer, and look where that is, where you're up to, the chayz lemidasoi. Vim haya hagaim ukam. But says the Gemara, if the valley is curves and is around the city on two sides, but the side where it's narrower is not the side where I'm measuring. That means, let's say I'm measuring to the west of the city, and it doesn't get narrower on the west, but it also continues on to the north, and in the north it gets narrower. So that won't be an option, because that's not the direction in which I am measuring. So since that's not the direction in which I'm measuring, says the Mishnah, Magdava Oila Magdava Yorid, do Magdar, you have to go measure the incline as we explained in the Mishnah. Higila Kaisel, says the Mishnah, says the Brisa further, if you got to a wall, and Oimrim Yikova Kaisel, don't say that you should make a pierce a hole into the wall and then be able to measure the width of the wall. Al-Oimid V'choylichloi, estimate how wide this wall is, and then continue measuring. Says the Gemara, for Anantanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, if you got to a wall or to a fence, Mavli V'chayzul Midasai, we don't just make estimations. We have to do, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, take these two poles and put a rope on top of it and measure how wide that is. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, our Mishnah that said that approach is talking about a mountain or a fence. The Nicha Tashmishtai. It's easier. It's easy to walk up or down. And since it's easy to walk up or down, the Chazal don't allow you to just make an estimation. Hacha, the wall that's being discussed in this Braisa is a wall, the Loi Nicha Tashmishta. It's not easily traveled, not easily climbed up and down for him. So therefore, the Chazal weren't makbid. They weren't strict that we should have to walk on it and measure it. We could just rely on an estimation. That's Tosfos Pshat. Tosfos also continues to say that this halacha that we just learned, that we could rely on an estimation and we don't do a measurement, it's only by a mountain or a wall. Because, as we just discussed, it's hard many times, especially when they're quite steep, to walk up a mountain or a wall. By a valley, however, Tosfos says, estimation will never be an acceptable approach, because a valley, even if it's not that difficult to go down, and since a valley is not that difficult to go down, we have no right to go down. Continues the Gemara, Amar Yudah Mishmu, Loi Shanu, this halacha that we said that we have to do mekadrin on a valley where you can't do avla is only in a valley she'ein chut ha-mishpailis yoyerit kenegdoim. And now the Gemara introduces an interesting instrument called a mishpailis. A mishpailis is a plumb line. And the plumb line is what's used by people who do construction to make sure that you have a straight line. So if you want to make sure that you have a straight line, you have something heavy on the bottom of your string, and you drop it down, the gravity pulls that string down, and that's how you could see if you have a straight line what you're building. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmul, Loi Shanol Shechut HaMishpailis Yarei Kenegdai, that the valley is not that straight, it's not that vertical, and therefore you could walk down the valley. And therefore, how do you know that? If you put down the plumb line, it doesn't go directly flush with the valley. There's obvious, therefore, an incline. Since there's obviously an incline, you could walk down that incline and do your measuring. Aval, chot ha-mishpailis yarei kenegdai, if it goes down in a straight line. So since it goes down in a straight line, it's obvious that this is a valley that you can't climb down. And since it's a valley that you can't climb down, that means you go from one end of the valley to the other end of the valley. What is the amount? You know, nothing is perfectly straight. What makes it straight or not perfectly straight? Four amos. If there's a four amos between where you drop the line and where it's and where it goes down. So that gives you that distance that shows it doesn't have such a steep incline. If it has a steep incline, then you don't have to go down. Ask the Gemara a different question. At the Kama Oimka Shalgai, how deep does the valley go that we could still say the halacha of law? Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Alpayim Amma. But if the valley is deeper than 2,000 Amas, even if it's not 50 Amma wide, then we can't just do Havlah. The only time Chazal, says the Rashba, in explaining this piece of Gemara, allowed us to do Havlah is when the depth of the valley is only 2,000 Amma, like the Tchum of Shabbos. And therefore, it becomes part of the Tchum of the city. But if the depth of the valley is 2,000 Amma or more, we can't do Havlah because we can't treat it so leniently when it has such a significant depth. And therefore, what you need to do is Kidur. What you're going to have to do is the measurement, as we explained in the Gemara with the two people. Eisvei asked the Gemara, Eisvei Abaya, Omek Meya, if the valley is 100 Amma deep, V'rof V'chamishim, and it's 50 Amma wide, Mavliyai, Bimlav, but if it's not that way, it's deeper than 100 Amma, Emavliya. So we have a very big question. Here we see, Rabbi Yosef said that we get up, as long as it's not 2,000 Amma, have laws permissible. And he says that we only could do 100 Amma depth. Answers the Gemara, who, Rabbi Yosef's opinion follows the Cherem, the Tanya Cherem, I'm Rafil Omek Apayim, Rav Chamisha Avliya. It doesn't make a difference how deep it is. It could even be deeper than 2,000. Ikadamri, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Filo Yesem Apayim. Even if it's deeper when 2,000, it's fine. Ask the Gemara, come on. But that is not consistent with either opinion. According to the first opinion, it could only be 100 Amma. The Tanakhama says 100 Amma. And the Cherim say, okay, it could be up to 2,000, but not more than 2,000. And according to this, Ikka the Amri and Reb Yosef, we have a right to go 2,000 Amma deep. Answers the Gemara, Hossam. The case where the Tanakhama and Acherim have their machloikas is in situation where it's not that steep. And since it's not that steep, so that's when Chazal said measure the walls of the valley. Hasam, but Rabbi Yosef is speaking about a valley which has a very steep incline, where the plumb line goes directly down. And since it goes completely down, so therefore it's a very steep incline. That's why Rabbi Yosef is lenient even when it's 2,000 Amma. And according to the Kedamri, is even more than 2,000 Amma. But the Rashba points out, so Rabbi Yosef is being very lenient, even if it's more than 2,000 Amma deep, we could still do Havlah. So how deep could it be? So he says that he quotes a Rambam, that the Rambam says that it can't be more than 4,000 Amma. He uses the example that we spoke in our previous year about a Ir Asui Kekeshes, a city that looks like a semicircle. The day we said that the shear is 4,000 Amma between the two sides of the semicircle, here too, that would be the shear. As says the Gemara, V'chi ein chutam shos yor connect that kama, how much could be for, what means that it's not going straight? We mentioned this earlier. Amar Avimi Arba, when it's 4 Amos. V'chein Tani Rami B'chiskel, if it's an incline of 4 Amos, that's something you could walk, which is perfect for the next piece of Gemara, because the next piece of Gemara teaches us, Higi Lahar, if you get to a mountain as you're measuring the Tchum of the city, Mavli V'chayz L'midasai. Amar Rav Eloi Shanu, this special halacha that we could do have law on a mountain is only Behar Mislakit Asara Mitoich Arba. That means before you walked a distance of 4 Amis, you're ready 10 Tfochim high. So that's considered a mountain that's not easily traversed. Aval Behar Mislakit Asara Mitoich Amish, where the incline is not so steep, that only after you walk 5 Amis do you get to a height of 10 tefachim? So you're not dealing with such a very steep incline. There, halach is moidedoy medida yofa. Then you should measure it the regular way. since it doesn't have such a significant incline. Rav Huna bar Rav Nasan Masni Lekula. He said this version of the Gemara in a more lenient fashion. Amar Rav Loshanu El Bahar Mislak Rasar Matay Chamesh, that it's not that on an incline. Av Bahar Hamislaket Asar Matay Arba, so it's very steep. So there we could even be. That's where we could do kiddur. There, I'm the Vahalach Lai, as we discussed a few moments ago. Estimation alone is satisfactory. But we said if the mountain that you're trying to measure is chutz l'tchum, so then you can, if the and gets narrower chutz l'tchum, you may not go there. My tam amar kan exer shem yomru shemidas tchum abalakan. People who see you go there will think that area is in the tchum of the city, because I went there to measure the tchum of the city, and they won't realize that you only went there because of measuring purposes. And therefore, Chazal were makbid. We learned at the end of the Mishnah, im eni yachal avliyoy, it means if the mountain, the valley, are all too wide, and therefore a havlah with a rope of 50 amos is not an option. So the Mishnah says, shemati shemekadrin baharin. Tanar abonin keitz mekadrin. How was kidur done? So as we explained, the tachton keneged liboy, the person standing at the bottom of the mountain has the string by his heart, ha'elyon keneged magaloysov, and the upper person has it by his feet, and that's how, so that turns, that we have it in a straight line, and like that we can keep on climbing up the mountain and measuring the distance. Amar abayi naktinan, ein mekadrin ela b'chevel shel arba amos. The rope that's used for kadrin is 4 amos long. Amar nachman amar avua, ein mekadrin, says Gemara, we don't use this method of makadrin. Loi be'egla rufa. We know that the Torah tells us that if a corpse is found between two cities, and we need to measure which is the city, and we don't know the mihuko, we don't know who killed it. So the halacha is we have to measure. So the measuring is not done with makadrin. That's how Rashi also explains that. We're talking about the Ari Miklat. We spoke in a previous year that somebody kills somebody, Chas V'Sholom, he runs to Ari Miklat. Here, we're learning that we don't use this to measure the tchum of the Ari Miklat. V'loi, that's the Eglarufa, loi b'Ari Miklat, Neshen Shal Torah, because these are the Raisa. And by the Raisa, we can't rely on Mekadri. It's very interesting. I saw a beautiful vart that this halacha that our Gemara just taught us, that by Egla Rufa and Ari Mikla, which are the Raisa, we don't do Mekadrin, versus in the halacha of Tchumim, because they're the Rabbonon, we can be more lenient. So ask the Rishash, this halacha, the Rambam doesn't bring down. Not when he brings the halachas of Egla Rufa, not when he brings the halachas of Ari Miklat. Why not? So I saw that the Tolna Rebbe says, because there's another halacha. The Rambam says, Chayovim bezin l'chavan adrochim ori miklet. Chazal have to establish the roads that lead you to ori miklet. L'sakano yisom l'archivam, m'sir mem komichsh v'kot akala. V'emenichim b'derech lo'y tel v'lo'y gei. The Rambam in Hilchus, Perichas Hilchus Ritzeach, v'shmir sanofesh, halacha hei, teaches us that because the Torah was so kind to the murderer, they made that the road should be very clear. So we're discussing a situation where you have a mountain along the way. But tells us the Rambam, there was never a mountain along the way. So the halacha, what to do when you have a mountain along the way, obviously is not appropriate, is not relevant. So here, one of the things that our Gemara was very clear in teaching us is that Tchumim are only Drabonim, versus other places, Aglarufa or Imiklet, which are Daraisa. So the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed brings quite a long list of different nafkaminas because of this. The first is what we just learned, that we rely on Mekadrin by Tchum, but not by Ari Miklet and not by Aglarufa. Talach is that we have a Choyl Shein by Sakana. The halachas, we're allowed to ask a nochri to go mechutz l'tchum if we're only doing an issa d'rabbanan. because it's l'tzarich chayla, l'tzarich mitzvah. So if it's, but we can't ask him to be, violate a deraisa. So now, the nafkamina will be, if we're measuring and we say that the tchum of 2,000 is a derabanan, so we could be lenient. But if we say that the tchum of 12 mil is a deraisa, we couldn't be lenient in such a situation on relying on a goy. Another nafkamina is, by tchumim, we always, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, we always go lekula. That's why we had a question in the Gemara, if yesh tchum l'mal mesara, or ain't tchum l'mal mesara, the tchum go above a lat, above 10 tfachim, we could be lenient, because tchum is the Rabbanan, Safik the Rabbanan, lekula. Another nafkamina is, how much does a Jew have to be mois and nefesh to go not go outside the tchum? There's a nafkamina, if it's in a deraisa, or in a derabanan. Also, we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, there were different types of amos. There were amos atzevos and amos shochekos. Amos shochekos were bigger amos than amos atzevos. If tchuma adarabonon, we could use amos atzevos. Another nafgamina, we discussed this, if somebody left his tchum, either he had a right to leave his tchum, or he did it coerced, the akum took it, an akum took him, or he was confused, we could be more lenient. Another nafkamina would be that if the entire isser of getting something outside the tchum is a derabanan, so the question would be, if you have a food that's inaccessible to you because it's outside of the tchum, but if the only isser of getting that food is a isser derabanan, it doesn't become muksa. Another nafkamina is that if I ask somebody to put down an erev tchumim on my behalf, do we say shlich ois shluchusai? So when we had the sugya of shlich ois shluchusai, we saw that we could rely by a drabonon on the chazak of shlich ois shluchusai. Another nafkamina is whenever we had the gemara where somebody put down two tchumim, and it was a question, one to the east side and one to the west side. And when we learned that Gemara, we said it was connected to the question of Breira. But when we learned the Sugya, we said that we paskin by the Raisa ain Breira. By the Rabbanon, we say Yesh Breira. So if we're saying the Tchumim are only the Rabbanon, we could rely on Breira by a Tchum.